Toward the end of the war, there were absolutely no medicines for the Southern soldiers, and guns were so scarce that it was proposed to arm one regiment with pikes. Nothing did more to break down the Southern resistance than the blockade. 404. The Confederacy. Great Britain and France. From the beginning of the contest, the Confederate leaders believed that the British and the French would interfere to aid them. "Cotton is king," they said. Unless there were a regular supply of cotton, the mills of England and of France must stop. Thousands of mill hands, men, women, and children would soon be starving. The French and British governments would raise the blockade. Perhaps they would even force the United States to acknowledge the independence of the Confederate States. There was a good deal of truth in this belief, for the British and the French governments dreaded the growing power of the American Republic and would gladly have seen it broken to pieces. But events fell out far otherwise than the Southern leaders had calculated. Before the supply of American cotton in England was used up, new supplies began to come in from India and from Egypt. The Union armies occupied portions of the cotton belt early in 1862, and American cotton was again exported. But more than all else, the English mill operatives, in all their hardships, would not ask their government to interfere. They saw clearly enough that the North was fighting for the rights of free labor. At times it seemed, however, as if Great Britain or France would interfere.